As Amazon plans to leave Quebec, the union is fighting back. It's been 2 weeks since Amazon's January 22nd announcement that they're closing their facilities in the province and laying off almost 2,000 people, 4,500 when including subcontractors. Caroline Saint-Ville, president of the Confédération des syndicats nationaux, or CSN union, told reporters on Tuesday that they're calling for a Canada-wide boycott of the multinational and its subsidiaries, and they're taking Amazon to court.
CSN is taking action, and it's urging the federal, provincial, municipalities, and all public and parapublic agencies to stop buying from Amazon, to cancel all contracts with Amazon, including cloud services. We believe that those who want to do business with us should follow our laws. Amazon is clearly not doing so.
Amazon spokesperson Barbara Agrate said in a statement that the move to a third-party delivery model is going to allow the company to pass on savings to customers. The company used that kind of model, which relies on subcontracted workers, until 2020. But Saint-Ville says it's just an anti-union tactic.
No, they're not fooling anyone. The only reason Amazon has a different business model just for Quebec is to avoid a union from forming.
The CSN says they'll petition the court to annul the mass layoff and order the company to reopen the 7 Quebec warehouses they've closed, reinstate the full-time workers, and pay compensation and damages. They allege Amazon violated Articles 12 and 13 of the Labor Code, which protect workers from employer interference in joining a union.
They said it again and again. They don't want to deal with a union. The problem is it's not their choice to be made. It's the workers' choice to be made, and that right is infringed in all our Charter of Rights.
Last May, workers at the DXT4 warehouse in Laval became the first to unionize with Amazon in the country, a decision the company has fought unsuccessfully in the courts. And last year, Quebec's labor tribunal found that Amazon interfered in an attempt to unionize another warehouse, that's YUL2, in Lachine. The company was forced to pay $30,000 in damages. Saint-Ville says that the warehouse closures came just before the union put out a call for binding arbitration, which would have forced a collective agreement in Laval.
In Quebec, in the labor law, our labor code, there's a provision that says when you're negotiating your first working contract and it's dragging on, you could ask for arbitration, and an arbiter will settle on a collective agreement. And they closed right before we asked for that arbitration.
The CSN is also calling for all levels of government to cease operations with Amazon and its subsidiaries. François-Philippe Champagne, Minister of Innovation, Science, and Economic Development, has already committed to a review of the federal government's relationship with the company. The City of Montreal and the Province of Quebec haven't yet committed to taking that step and did not immediately respond to a request for comment from CKUT. But Michael Cordova, who works as a picker at Amazon's YUL2 warehouse in Lachine, told CKUT it's not the government who's to blame.
Some of people want to blame the CSN, some people want to blame the government, some people want to blame the province. But the province didn't close the warehouse, CSN didn't close the warehouse, the company closed the warehouse.
Still, he'd like to see the government step in and investigate why the company decided to leave.
The only thing we can ask, we cannot force any company to come back, of course. But the only thing that we can ask is the truth, so that's why we are asking for an enquete, could be a provincial or federal, in order to know the real reasons why the company are leaving Quebec.
But even if the union is the reason Amazon decided to pull out, Cordova says he isn't sorry that workers in Laval took that step.
I think in a society you need always a counterpart. You need a counterbalance. We didn't have it. We were asking for that. That's it. And we don't like to be in a strike. We don't like to be in minus 20, go outside to, you know. We only want someone to represent us in order to get a collective agreement. That's it.
A group of Quebec citizens have launched their own boycott of Amazon with a protest planned for Wednesday. The union is holding their own protest next Saturday. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bijal with the Local Journalism Initiative.